This is KUT. Texas leaders are calling on the federal government to make sure there's money and a plan to deal with a potential outbreak of the Zika virus. The Obama administration requested nearly $2 billion in emergency funding earlier this year, but congressional Republicans haven't moved on that request because they say that's too much money. But as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, Texas leaders say federal leaders need to move past this dispute.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, along with health and finance leaders in the state Senate, say the time has come for the federal government to figure this out. They sent a letter to President Obama and the Texas congressional delegation on Monday, asking them to end the gridlock and start making serious plans. Patrick wrote that Texas is particularly susceptible to Zika thanks to geography and heavy rains this year. Texas is also among about two dozen states that's home to the type of mosquito that carries the virus. State lawmakers have already met several times this year to discuss the Zika virus, which is of particular concern to pregnant women because it can cause serious birth defects. State health officials have already confirmed 40 cases of Zika in the state so far. As of now, they were all contracted outside of the United States. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.